Okay. It's 3 o'clock. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Stacy, can I get a roll call, please?
Good afternoon. Loretta Broomfield.
Here.
Karen Bounds.
Here.
Stacy Carter.
Here.
I'm Stacy Bushon, IHLS.
I'm Leslie Bedner, IHLS. I think you're muted. Oh, Rhonda Jonathan, IHLS.
Okay. Is there any public comment today? All right. Let's go to item 4, approval of June 18th, 2022 minutes, attachment 4.1.
This is Stacy, so moved.
It's Loretta, I'll second.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you. Thank you, Loretta. Can I have another roll call vote, please?
Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Karen Bounds. I think she's froze. Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Karen Bounds?
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't at the meeting.
All righty.
All right. Acceptance of June 2022 bills.
You mean July?
Sorry, July. I just did the June finances for the Highland Library, so I'm really thrown off. Acceptance of July 2022 bills.
This is Stacy, so moved.
Thank you, Stacy.
This is Karen, I'll second.
Thank you, Karen. We have a motion and a second. Stacy, can I have another roll call, please?
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes. All right, let's go to acceptance of July 31st, 2022 financial reports. Rhonda.
Hello. Everything in here is pretty explanatory. This is our first month reporting with the new budget. Everything is listed below that's out of range already, which is a lot of our annual premiums of insurances and those things, type of things that we pay on an annual basis at the beginning of the year that throws our budget a little bit out of whack till it catches up more throughout the year. I don't know if you're aware, but we did have to resubmit the library trustee training grant for a new amount, and that's not reflected in these financial statements budget columns. Because it's not been approved yet by the board. So next month, we will be submitting that along with a capital project we're trying to get together because we are going to pay for the wall IHLS is now for Carly and get reimbursed by them. So we'll have to show that reflection. There won't be any change to our bottom line of our budget. It's just going to be a revenue and a new expenditure there. So I just wanted to let you all know what was coming up. That's going to change in these financial statements a little bit as far as the budget side of things. But does anybody have any questions for me? And I will note too, in the general fund cash, you will see that we do the two separate months that it'll take us out in at the beginning of the year until we get those special revenue grant funds received. So we'll have what it would take to support just general fund operations for this fiscal year's expenditures, and then we'll have what it would take to carry not only general fund, but the special revenue that general fund is supporting until we receive those funds. So those are listed in two different line items on the general fund balance sheet.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda. Can I get a motion to approve the July 31st, 2022 financial reports?
So moved.
Thank you, Karen.
Seconded.
Thank you, Stacy. Motion and a second.
Actually, that was Chastity.
Sorry. Yes, and Chastity just popped in. So can we have another roll call, please?
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Karen Bounds.
Yes.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Chastity Mays.
Unmute yourself, Chastity.
Okay, I just got sound.
Chastity Mays.
I'm here.
Okay. Do you approve the financial reports?
Yes.
Thank you. Josh Short.
Yes. Okay. Motion carried. Let's go to share update.
Hi, everybody. So this time, instead of talking, Stacy's got an infographic that she's going to show you really quickly. Sorry, Chastity, if you can't see it, if you're in the car. This is something that is just an overview of what Cher did last year. And I think this comes from Jace, who's the Cher administrative assistant. Having somebody that has the headspace to put things like this together when all our other staff are pretty much booked solid with projects is huge. And this is just something I think we're going to probably try to incorporate into the annual report, but it gives you a hope. Can you all see it? Okay.
Yes.
Good enough. Okay. It gives you an idea of the breadth of that organization. And again, just a plug that it's really great to have additional staff in key positions. That's really wonderful to be able to have. So, and Cher's, there's nothing new going on with Cher other than that. So, that's all I had for Cher. Any questions?
No, I absolutely love this graphic, and I'm so happy to see how, like, just breaking down the metrics to simple, like, this is our core thing we do, and here's what we provide, and that's awesome. Like, this could be something we could, like, send out to put on bulletin boards, or, like, if we were to try to court new members, I think this is a great way to do, especially with that average member fee on there and with everything we have on it. I love it.
Yeah, that's the average, considering there's some really, really large libraries and some very small ones. So I think that average fee is right around what it is for Resource Sharing Alliance. I think they're $2,400 or $2,200 a year. It's not a little bit amount of, it's not a small amount of money, especially for some of our members, because they really struggle to be able to make that. However, it does show the value of a larger group.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
Right.
All right. Let's go ahead and move to accounting and human resources.
Great. So, Ron, I don't believe Rhonda shared that the field work is done for the audit, and we have every expectation of having the draft or the final audit ready to share at the September committee and board meeting. So everything's moving along as it normally does for us with the audit, and that's a good thing. On the other side of the department, or that area in HR, Jill and her team continue to move forward on our new staff evaluation process, utilizing a software from Microsoft. It's called TeamFlex. And we also recently had some ice cream socials at all three locations as part of our employee engagement initiative. And that's thanks to Stacy Bouchon, because she's the chair of that team. So kind of a nice little thing that we've not done in a long time. And now we have ice cream in the building. So when you get hungry, there's still some snacks. So,
any questions? All right. I don't have any questions. Anyone else? All right, let's go to IT.
Great. So the folks that are working on the new website are still creating, are moving content over, making steady progress on that. Brain's had to fix a couple more little hiccups in their world and in the IT world for the website. And it's also the time of year where Cher and IT staff collaborate together a little, maybe a little more than they normally do, because of like the school libraries, they batch load their files of student information. And so that's a really nice service to be able to provide to members. It saves them a lot of time and inputting. So that's IT.
Okay. How about facilities and operations?
Okay. Sort of related to facilities is that HR has Jill scheduled, I believe, 5 interviews via Zoom for candidates for the facilities director position. So they start at the end of this week and go to next week. I'm not anticipating that there's somebody that we're going to bring to the board, but I'm not saying that because of the board meeting coming up and just sharing that. We are moving forward and we have gotten a nice batch of applicants to consider, all with different experience. So we're happy about that.
That's good news. All right. Membership and grants.
As Rhonda mentioned, we did receive final approval from the State Library for that reimagined grant for trustee training. Basically, we're pushing some of the activities or the expenditures in that grant to the second year of the grant, which will be so there'll be a lot of development of the programs and testing out the software that we're using. And I don't even know yet that we've determined what software we're going to use. So we won't. One of the big expenditures aside from staff from that project is the software that supports this training, these training modules. And so making some adjustments in the timing has really helped. We're still planning to move forward to post for the project manager, I think is the title. I'm not even sure. I don't know that Jill has just, she shared that position description yet with personnel?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think we're planning on like posting it as of like the beginning of October. So we're still in the ballpark. And that would be good to have that person on board. And let's see what else. Oh, so we also had a sold out grants workshop last Wednesday in Effingham with the Library Book Selection Service. They did a workshop with us. They did one on Friday with Rails. We had a mix of school libraries and public libraries that attended because that grant does lend itself to small public library collections as well. So super that was so successful. And they had 30 people. And also we may have, knock on wood, gained a new school library member through the promotion of that heard about this grant, and a superintendent of a small district in the South contacted Lee and said, how do we do this? So they came, and then she's going to visit them to do a site visit. So that's really exciting. And Ellen, the first couple days of August, participated in something new. It's called Directors University 2.0. It's for library directors public library directors who've been around for a couple of years. And it's new information. It's kind of like a touch base on some things that they've already should be well aware of. Our concern with, not a concern, our kind of radar, I guess, went up because there was no IHLS involved or ISL involvement in the development of that program. So going forward, there will be. It was just this first year, we had no idea what to expect. And so, but folks that were there were really glad to be interacting with each other. And turns out that I think most of those libraries were small, really small public that attended. And that's sometimes it's good to get a broader perspective when you put programs together.
Leslie?
Yeah,
my personal home library, my director went to 2.0.
Okay.
And he was really impressed with it. Good. And he said, I want to help out. And he's already thrown his name in. And awesome. I will be letting Ellen know. And Josh, that's who I emailed you about, who also was interested in writing.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you about that.
Yeah. So
I'll have that meeting.
Yeah.
Thursday.
And he used to be the director at Taylorville, and then he came up to Forsyth. So
good. So I'm glad that he got in. Yeah.
And he said it was very good. He was real helpful, but he was, he had mentioned a little bit that it was that he was hoping IHLS would have a bigger role.
Yeah. We will next year. Mm-hmm. We will. That's okay. not the ground floor. We'll get it on the first floor, maybe, or the second floor. So yeah, I'm glad to hear that though. Thank you for sharing, Stacey. That's good to know. Yeah, so we think we'll have, that will be next year, and then there might be a pause, and it might be coming every other year so we can kind of catch up with folks who are going through Director's U. That's great. Any other questions?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
Admin?
Okay, so I was able to go with Ellen for a site visit to Lincoln Library at the end of July. Great to meet their new director. She's very community engaged. And they have a situation where their director is the public facing person. And then they have, I don't know what her title is, but she's like the assistant director, basically. I don't think that her title is assistant director. And she takes care of the back office stuff, working with staff and programming, so that director can be in the community. And so they're bringing a lot of interest and energy to the library, which is good to see because it's a very large library. Also met with the now former executive director of ILA and the current executive director of ILA, Diane Foote and Cindy Robinson, to talk about ways that we can partner and how we can better promote ILA programs, and again to kind of reinforce the, you know, the small library nature that is a lot, not all, but a lot of our members, member libraries. So that was really good. And then Josh and I met at the end of July to talk about a better way to inform the board, and so that we can talk about that here, or we can talk about from the director, or we can talk about it under the agenda building, or the August agenda, whenever. Do you want me to do that now?
Sure.
Okay. So we talked about me creating like a quarterly report that goes to the board, but it wouldn't be necessarily part of the board packet. That's because there are some things that, like in the report that I share with the board every year, there are some things that is for board information only. So the board packet is public. Not that there's anything to hide. There's nothing to hide. There's just some things that aren't like ready for prime time, maybe, for that kind of conversation. And so, and it also allows the consideration of topics that may not be specifically in our operational plan as well. So I would like your feedback on what you all would like to see, as well as getting some feedback at some point on the goals that were listed in that report that was shared. I know that was a couple months ago. And again, we don't have to do that today, but some feedback on what those goals that I expressed were, and whether you're okay with them, or if you'd want to see other goals, then I'm certainly open to that as well.
I don't remember what the goals are. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I can pull it up while we're talking.
Let's see, I'd have to go back and reread it.
Well, don't do that. but let me see.
While you're looking for that, I'll just say that I think doing the, like you suggested, a quarterly report separate from the board packet, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, thank you, Loretta.
It should satisfy the request that was made for that.
Well, and I think also explaining that there are certain things that aren't for public information, I think sometimes people forget, and not just one or two people. I think a lot of times people forget that, you know, there's a lot of things that Leslie and Josh talk about that really can't be brought to the whole board.
Well, not everybody needs to be involved in every last conversation about what we do.
Well, and you know, sometimes when somebody's on an action plan, we shouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Quarterly is fine.
Yeah, I think quarterly is the best way to do it. Every month is
Too much.
So these are the goals that I recommended. The first is seek additional revenue sources to fund member services. These are the services that we identified in our Think Outside the Box planning group. Second is implement the triennial member survey and the consideration of whether it leads the board to engage in a new strategic planning process, maybe in FY 2024. Work with a grants consultant to identify new member service projects appropriate for external financial support. Implement new staff evaluation process with quarterly staff touch points and organizational/department/individual goals. Implement recommendations based on the St. Louis Best Places to Work staff engagement designation survey. Seek additional information regarding the status and viability of the Eversville building roof. that's going to happen sooner or later. And it's over 50 years old. So, and then depending on cost to update the roof, continue building updates to the Eversville office, including remaining second floor office area and large conference/training space. So that's what I had included. We don't have to talk, again, we don't talk about it now. If you'd rather talk about it at a different time, those are just suggestions that I had based on where we're going.
They sound good to me.
And those are all things, at least I know, that are being actively worked on. So that's an easy thing to give updates on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to focus that on those, that report then on those goals, which are, you know, kind of already get us outside of the normal conversation. And so September, would that be 3 months? July, August, September?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll shoot for that. I say now.
Well, that sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Do we want to move on? Okay. Open Meeting Act compliance. Okay. Committee updates. Advocacy?
Nothing.
Okay. Chastity, how about budget and finance?
We did not meet, but we need a better time. We can meet on Mondays, but myself and Ryan need like 2 or after. So I emailed you, Josh, and Stacy also.
Okay. So that's something the new committee can figure out in terms of timing. Okay. How about facilities and operations?
We did meet on August 9th. Mostly the meeting was just informational. Leslie updated us that the Champagne bathroom remodel is finished, completed. And then the automatic material handler request for information, the vendor responses to that. And then we talked about the roof at the Edwardsville building and the options that we're looking at there.
Okay. How about membership and policy?
We did not meet.
Okay. Personnel met on the 2nd and went over the new employee evaluation process. We got a good overlook of how that's going to work. And then Jill gave us an update on like what her new role, like what her role will be kind of expanding and including over the next, you know, couple of years, but didn't have much else. So let's go to unfinished business, automatic material handler.
Late last week, I sent responses to all 4 of the vendors. For some, we had questions. For others, we thanked them for what they shared with us and gave them an update on like that the board will be getting a report in the near future. We actually know that we're shooting for September from the consultant, and we have not met internally. We have yet, I would imagine, I don't know when it's going to happen, but in the next couple of weeks. We wanted to talk about the return on investment capacity from the information that was shared through the RFI. So because that is what's going to lead us, I think, that's part of the answer or part of the puzzle about whether the recommendation is to go forward and get an RFP for the equipment or what. So that's a piece we haven't had the chance to look at yet. And that's all finance.
Okay.
So they've been a little busy with other things. So, but that's coming and that will be part of the report to the board. Also in that report to the board, some of it, again, will, because of the nature of the RFI and we don't want to share vendor information with other vendors, some of that will go to the board only. And then we'll try to be as clear as possible about what, you know, what we feel is okay to talk about in an open session and what's not. I mean, we don't have a bid process going, but also like 3 of the 4 vendors gave us pricing information, 1 didn't. It wouldn't be fair to share that information publicly, I don't think.
So is this a situation where we might need to have an executive session?
I don't know if we can have an executive session for something like this.
Okay.
I don't know that qualifies.
I would just hate for us to have this agreement of we're not going to talk about this and then someone bring it up.
Yeah, I understand.
Is that information, when you send us information, all board members, is there going to be a pricing that you're going to put on there from the 3? Or should you withhold that and not send it to any of us?
I personally would like you to have an idea of what we're talking about in terms of numbers, because it is not the same as what we based our thoughts on early in the calendar year. Okay. It is not there. So I would like the board to see that, but there are other costs as well. And I don't know that we would have, there's staffing costs that's public. There's, or and projections that we would like to be able to share. A lot of that is okay. Why don't we wait and see where we're at in September and when we get to this, our like facilities committee and then this committee, and see what you all think about it. And we'll have an opportunity to kind of look deeper. I think Stacy's right. There's not a way to do this in closed session. So what can we share? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Edwardsville building updates.
So that's going to be under new business.
Well,
that's not true. We are waiting for the furniture, for the chairs to be delivered to the first floor, for the first floor training / meeting room in Edwardsville. And also we're waiting for the double cubicle to be delivered and installed, because we've got staff that we're putting in print shop and different places so we can get them kind of resorted out. So.
Okay. Salary grade updates.
Do you want me to do this?
Sure.
Okay. So at the, I think it was at the June finance committee. I believe it was in June. The finance committee approved sending all of the salary schedule except for the top layer or the top schedule forward to the board, and that's what was approved. And then when we had executive committee, it was approved as the whole, or to send that executive director level salary information and the research back to the finance committee. So the finance committee obviously hasn't been able to meet because of timing and schedules of the members. And we're anticipating that in September, they will be able to meet. Ron and I want to put
a memo together. However, I don't know what you want me to include in that memo that says from the executive committee to the finance committee, this is the for reconsideration. So
I would say something along the lines of that it is the responsibility of the finance committee to approve all salary grades, and it has been the decision of the executive committee to have this further reviewed by the finance committee. Something along that lines.
And you'll have different members, or not total different members, but there will there be a couple new members on there too?
Yes. So yeah, we'll talk about it here shortly, but Karen does not want to be on finance anymore, obviously Chastity's going to lead. I have Kevin Kelsey. I asked him about it and he said he sounded interested. Ryan will still be there, and Ann Chandler, and then Kevin Latos. So I think that's a pretty good balance.
Are you on it too?
I'm not, but I guess I can't. I wasn't going to be. I came to a lot in the past year. So I may pop in occasionally. My job situation is still in the air. So for the moment, I'd prefer to not have to go to every finance committee meeting, but if I have to, I will.
Do you think it's important though that you're a voting member of the finance committee?
So if I show up, I can vote.
I don't think you can.
unless you're
a member.
Yes.
I'm a member of all committees by the bylaws. I had to look into this when I started going to finance.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Are you a voting member?
If
there's a tie on something, you can break the tie.
I don't remember. I had looked into this so many times beforehand, and now I'm because I was didn't even want to start it, but I remember reading it. It said that I was entitled to. Let me find it here. Okay. So the board president shall preside over all meetings of the board, appoint any necessary committees, and be an ex officio member on all committees and be entitled to vote on such committees.
Okay. As long as you can vote.
Yep. So, we can look at the committee assignments and decide if we want to shift some people around or if I need to go full time. We'll figure that out. But
I feel like I'm bailing on finance, but I really need to.
I understand. Would anyone else like to go to finance?
I'm thinking I might have to, might I?
Okay. Do you want me to throw you on there?
Not yet, but I want you to have me in your back pocket if you feel
okay.
You need to throw me on there.
Okay. Because
what does Chastity think? Because Chastity was chair when I was on it. Chastity, do I need to be on the finance committee?
If you could come the first few times, that would make me feel good. And then after that, I think I can handle it.
I guess I'm not going to be put on.
All right, I'll add you.
but remember, with me comes other problems of my limited availability.
So I think they're still aiming for Mondays, just at 2.
I don't care what time on Monday. I'm just
yeah. So that's the thing. I think the impression I got is that 2 o'clock on Monday was acceptable. So okay. So let's go to board communication survey.
So what you have in your packet is an updated version. I think the one you had before might have had 8 or 10. Now we've had 13 members complete the survey, which is good. That is really good. Again, a lot of this is just for our purposes as staff members. To try to figure in and try to figure out how we can best serve the board. Are there things that stood out to any of you if you had an opportunity to read the report?
Some of the stuff we've already covered in terms of I will just flat out say, if a board member shows up to an executive meeting, they're not showing up as a board member. They're not on this board. They're not a voting member of this board. So they're going to be put in the public. We don't have this section of trying to think of the right word. We have them on my board. We have non-voting members on the Highland board because they are descendants of Lewis Latzer. That's why they're on the board, but we can't make this special thing. The reason we have committees is because our board is so large and we can't get all of our business done in one board meeting. So the idea that the committee should be doing less doesn't make any sense to me. That's just the one comment that really stood out to me on here.
I totally agree with you on that. That one jumped out at me too. And then they said pattern after Rails. And I thought, how many Rails meetings have they been to?
I don't know, but I guess I could go check out a couple of Rails meetings as a public attendee, but we function extremely well. I've never had comments such like this, at least in my previous year, really. And Karen and Stacy, both in present, have you guys had any issues with this come up where people wanted less power in the committees?
No.
When I was president, we had very vocal people on our committees. So no, I never encountered that.
Okay. But the other thing, then they say they want actual responses if they're attending, but we can't comment on public comment. That's the point. I'm not going to engage with someone who just pops into a meeting. I'm happy to talk about that next week. That's going to be a fun one. But
that's why we had the public comment policy made. And it was because of issues at other library board meetings. We didn't want to get into this same issues that other people were getting into.
But other than that, I do like the idea of getting a text reminder with the link is really good. Even just the email with just the Zoom link has been great because I was able to instantly copy it and send it to Chastity today. Mm-hmm.
This is Stacy Bush on. Troy and I are working on that text thing, and it'll get rolled out after we know who's on which committees, so that you know that's shortly to come.
Okay, good. I'm going backwards. I'm rolling up. Sorry. The other thing that stood out to me is we can't shorten. I can't see any feasible way to shorten the size of the packets for the board meeting in terms of is the department and staff activity report informational? They're easy to read. It's a lot. We're a big agency, so.
But by the same token, we have people who complain about not knowing, but then are these the same people who are complaining about getting all this stuff to read?
Yes.
You have to know what's going on. You have to read it. Why are you on the board?
Those are just the comments that stood out to me. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to? We already talked about, we're going to try to do a quarterly director report. And other than that, anyone else? Leslie, do you have anything you want to add?
I just have a question. In sharing this information with the board, are you comfortable with us sharing everything, responses and everything? Or do you want the open-ended responses? Or do you want just the just the percentages.
Oh, I totally want the open-ended ones in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're fighting with fire.
You know, if people have concerns, I want to be able to talk about.
Okay. All right. That's good. We can take it. I mean, we can take it from there.
So I don't have anything else. Loretta, Karen, Chastity, do you have anything?
No.
Okay. Look forward to talking about that next week. All right. Edwardsville roof update.
So in your packet is basically the same information we shared with the facilities committee when we met last week. We gave you a range of costs. So that might be an answer to our question that we had earlier on the agenda. It's just giving
that is a giant range.
It is yeah. huge. And that's one particular firm's bid. That one is, and the rest are more well within the budget that we put together. So okay. So based on the feedback from the facilities committee, I think that our next step is to put together an RFP. Again, timing wise, like, do I do it before we do the ROI for the other? Or do you know, like, when are we doing it? So we're going to try and get that in, start working on that after the board, assuming that the board is okay with the us moving forward with an RFP proposal. I mean, RFP for the roof replacement. We will share it with Phil and Zini so that we've got everything legally that he believes we need to have in there and covered. And just getting the quote to begin with has given us, you know, every time you get information, it gives us more idea about what that process is. None of us are roofing companies. I mean, I work for a roofing company. So it's new information for us. So, and this roof is not like the roof that, well, unless you have a flat roof on your house, it's a little different with that membrane that gets stretched across it, like we have in Champaign. So, anyway, thoughts or comments about this?
I mean, we're going to have to do it regardless of, you know, it's just hopefully we can get it for cheaper than, you know, some of the high ends on it. So
do they think they're going to get it done this year? I mean, with all these supply chain issues.
The contractors that we've talked to have indicated that it's something they could do, but then we've talked to them in July and August. So early August. So yes, they do. And they're aware that we're going to go through a bid process. So we would definitely share that information right away with the companies that we've gotten information from so far.
Could we just build a slanted roof over it for cheaper?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty big surface. When you're up there, it's massive. There's like, I don't know, 7 maybe HVAC units up there.
Okay.
So, I don't know what that would, I don't know about that part.
I'm just making a joke pitch through. Because that's not feasible with all the HVAC. Like, it's just not going to work.
No, all that would have to be built out. Yeah.
Okay.
I would have liked, I don't know how much of an environmental thing impact we can have. I mean, it would be great if we could have like a green roof or something, but I just don't, that's not anything that we've looked for in cost. So I don't think that we're there.
Well, you have to do something before your building deteriorates to the point where it's causing other major issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would just like to get it done so we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Flat roofs are us. So, okay. Well, we'll basically have the same kind of information. I don't think we're going to get new information by the board, same time the board packet goes out. The only other piece of information we're looking for related to that is getting quotes for tuck pointing, and some of you have made recommendations for companies to contact, and we have reached out to them. So that's been very helpful. So hopefully we'll have enough bids on that. And that is not in this kind of ballpark at all. Okay. It is much lower. Thank goodness.
Okay. Thank you. That's good. All right. FY 2023 member at large recommendation. I'm going to recommend Karen again this year. I think she's an excellent resource to have on the board for anything. I think Karen's an asset on any committee she's on. So having her on executive with her prior experience is great to have.
For all I can comments along the way.
And for committees, I'll share my committee. You guys see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's more or less everything's the same. I put Karen on facilities per her asking, and then we added Stacy to budget and finance. And I reached out to Patty about filling Zach's position, but I haven't heard back yet. So I'll throw her on policy and then maybe personnel or facilities when I get her in. But and that also kind of goes into in terms of for ethics. I gave it 8 months since I know that's something I have to keep track of. So I'm gonna have Kelly fill for 1 year because she only has 1 year left on her term because she's filling for Lupe. And then Kevin Latos, since he has 2 years left, I'll have unless he both either of them can run for another 3 years, but then Kevin I will put on the other since he's a lawyer. I thought that'd be a decent place to have him at.
Oh, definitely.
So other than that,
that's one thing Karen's off. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's one less thing for Karen to just have her name on. But anyone have any questions or comments?
I notice Jenna Griffith's name is misspelled.
Oh, is it?
G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H.
All right. So I get for having, I don't know, a giant thing of Dungeons and Dragons stuff behind me. That's my go-to. So I'll get those fixed. Okay. Fixed. Okay. I'll send that to Stacy when we're done with this, and then we can put it in the packet.
Thank you very much.
Well, that covers member at large and ethics commission. So let's go to August board meeting agenda.
So I reached out to Josh after we met with the lovely leadership at ILA because something came up in the course of that conversation that it would be really nice to implement, and that is to have I think I called it partner report or something like that. Yeah, number 13. And so that's intended just to have if there's an update for from somebody from ILA. And I'll reach out to our school librarians on the board and ask them if they are comfortable doing that. Then Ryan currently is the vice president of the Illinois Library Association. Next year, he will be the president. So he would know what's going on. And he did agree. I just got a response from him a couple hours ago. He's good providing. These are all verbal updates. And then one for the Illinois State Library Advisory Committee for Stacy or ISLAC after they've met. So that puts a spot on the agenda for that. And also I'm hoping that this will give some board members that might feel like maybe they're not so sure about what's going on statewide. This should give them a better perspective from their peers on the board. So I'm hoping that will help. Are we all okay trying that?
Yeah.
Great idea.
Okay. Then we have the board committee assignments under unfinished business. We'll share the complete board survey data, a verbal update about the material handler, and then just a verbal about what we're doing elsewhere in the building. Maybe by then our rooms will be done. I don't know yet. Under new business, we'll talk about the roof, and then we'll have member at large, and then the recommendations for the ethics commission. Zach Newell is resigning his position to move to the University of South Maine, I think. So he expected he would be able to attend the August meeting. So what we'll do is, like with other board members, when they retire from the board, we donate in their name to ILA. So we'll do that as well. And then we wanted to have, so this is something I think I might have forgotten not to take off the agenda, Stacey Bouchon. When we had mentors and mentees last year, I don't think that we didn't see them on any agenda. I think we just had conversation about them, maybe like in public comment if it came up, or in announcements. So we can strike that from the agenda if you like. I just didn't catch that before this went out. And when, Josh, do you want to talk about the board mentors, Josh?
Yeah. I'm going to mentor Kevin Kelsey, our newest member. And I don't really think Linda McDonald needs a mentor based on her experience, but we were going to have her and Karen be mentor mentee. But Linda comes with so much experience. This is not her first rodeo either. No, so I'm just excited to have her and Kevin on. I think they're going to be great resources for this upcoming year. So you can put it on there. I can talk about it. And if someone thinks they still need a mentor, we can.
Okay, we'll keep it.
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you. Then by the time we get to the meeting next week, we might have a few more details about the annual meeting. There are some things that we've been discussing in-house, like would we want to have, since we're going to have folks coming together, would we want to have some kind of a education component? Like some of you may remember a couple years ago, we would have these quarterly kind of get-togethers when we'd be at a location. Would that be something that would be doable? And it's appropriate, I think, to talk about public library trustee matters, or things that would be of interest to public library trustees, since that is the largest representation we have on our board. So we were kind of tossing that around. So we'll have that on the agenda. Also, last month at the July board meeting, it was approved to put the executive director report as a topic or as an agenda item. So it's on there. Sorry, it's not in any particular order. It's just in house as I was going through last month's agenda. And then agenda building.
Looks pretty good. And we don't have the audit this month. It's next month.
Right, correct. Yeah, that okay. That fun will be in September. But that's always okay. Good. We learn a lot.
All right. I think this looks good. I'm excited to go to Carbondale and do the annual meeting. You get out of the house. I'm not gone anywhere lately. All right. I don't have anything else to add. Does anyone else? All right. Do you have any other public comment? Any announcements? So different to not have Tina around when we get to announcements.
Oh, she always had an announcement.
I told Leslie I'm the Tina at my board. Like I always have something when we get to other business or announcements. So.
And Karen, when you're not here, we don't have anyone to motion to leave. We all just sit there and wait for you.
Yeah.
We just sat there.
I've been trying to replicate it, like to keep that. I want to make that like. Your legacy is that's how we end a meeting. And speaking of which, it's 3:55. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You certainly have it.
Thank you, Karen. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Thank you, Stacey.
Don't everybody talk at once.
Stacey, can I have one more roll call, please?
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Karen Bounce?
Yes.
Stacey Carter?
Yes.
Chastity Mays?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes. Motion carried. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you next week.
Thank you all.